Good morning. Welcome to Lagos Talks 91.3. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters, your financial advisory program. But do remember, EMM is a financial literacy program, and as such, answers to questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely the opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal, business, financial-related issues. Now that that's out of the way, if you have any questions about how to make money, raise money, and keep money, then this is the show for you. Be a part of the show. Join the conversation. Do call any of these numbers live, 0809-191-3913 and 0809-222-0913. Also try 0809-234-5913. And don't forget, we're also on social media at Lagos Talks 913 on Twitter. Join the conversation there. Brought to you by Naira Metrics, and of course, the money people are in the building.
What's up?
Ugandre, Obi Chukwu, what's going on?
It's been a tough week, man.
Oh, really? Tough week? You don't look like it's been a tough week.
I feel like I lost $1 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those weeks.
But obviously you didn't. Because you don't look like it. If you lost $1 million, you did?
Yeah.
Lucky, at least you have $1 million to lose. Yeah.
Not like million though, but you know, like in value.
In value. Mm. Really? Stocks, shares, those kind of things.
Come think about it. Like I took a wrong bet this week.
Oh.
Not necessarily a wrong bet though. So I bought a stock and all my analysis, everything was on point.
Yeah.
But I missed out something.
What's that?
I missed out something.
Well, what was that thing? Just in case, you know.
Papa Road. I forgot that there was a Papa Road. Yeah. And that company relies on a Papa Road a lot to move its products. So I'm like, oh my God, how come I didn't think about that?
So it happens to the best.
And then
of
their results came out that it was bad, and they mentioned a Papa Road. They were like, a Papa Road is a problem for us.
Yeah, it's a learning curve, man.
Good morning, Lagos.
You learn. These things happen.
We have our usual special guest.
Yes. In fact, two special guests, right? Or two and a half. There's one on sanctioned guest.
Yeah, there's some people from Russia here as well.
Some people from Russia that are now back in Lagos that we suspect might not be the same people that left in the first place.
You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Right, it's Everyday Money Matters. Questions are the name of the game.
Aren't you going to introduce our guest?
No, I'm not. I vex. No, but you go ahead. Please. Do the honors.
All right, Lagos. So we have Nginga here.
Hey.
Muiwa is here today. Remember we said we were going to bring him. He was late last week.
but now he's early.
If you're a regular caller on this show, we would usually invite you once in a while to come in and join us. So how are you doing, bro?
Good morning, listeners. It's good to be here.
How is your week so far?
Great.
I hope you didn't make any losses like Ugodre.
You know, it's good to have something to lose, you know?
It's good to have something to lose. That's the advantage. You can equally recover.
You know?
Exactly.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Have you lost money before?
Yes, I've lost money and I've recovered. So,
like, what's the worst that's happened to you and you're like, gosh, I can't believe it. Like, how did this happen?
Taking a bet with my brother.
Oh.
And he pushed me into it. I did it. And at the end of the day, I missed out completely.
A bet?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not like you've done any business and then you lose a whole lot of money.
Yes. I've done businesses.
And it hasn't really worked.
So none has really pinned you, like really pinned you, like you just why am I just mad? Why did I just do this business? I mean, like, who sent me message? You know, that kind of
as a businessman, you don't have to count your losses that much. You have to look ahead.
Do you know my worst investment?
What's your worst investment?
Let us think about mine first.
Right.
Hi, Tosin, what's up?
What's going on?
Good morning, how are you?
Morning. Looks like you had a long night.
I did. Gosh, I slept late. I was working on a project, so yeah.
Lagos, you see the people making the money. People that work late into the night are the guys that are making the money because they've got one contract or the other, you know, to fulfill.
Yeah, I slept early.
I mean, like, that's Money Africa right
I was very, very free. So please,
you slept all through.
All through.
People are weak.
Hey, it's
working
not my fault.
To make money, and they are here again.
That's why you
by
should,
seven.
That's why you should call me. You know, you should involve me in these things. I need to be on point. Anyways, that's why we have Everyday Money Matters.
So, Tosin, did you? I mean, like any business you've done that you really lost money and like it really pinged you?
Yes, I did. There was a particular one. It's cryptocurrency.
Stock.
Oh. Really? Don't tell me you bought at 17,000.
No. It wasn't even actually the Bitcoin. It's one of the altcoins that I really believe in. So I'm a long-term investor. So I know it's going to come back up in the future.
So
I'm
going
to be telling you, boasting to you in 5 years' time that, I bought that cryptocurrency at 50 cents and now it's $1,000.
Amen.
I've got a few though. So in terms of stock, there was one I bought. Mm-hmm. It's called Champion Breweries. I still have that stock though, and it's there in my portfolio to teach me a lesson. You know when you just wake up and see it,
you
don't constantly flog yourself, so you don't make that kind of mistake again.
Yeah,
I bought it like wrong. You know when you go against your investment principle and you put money into something, and then you buy it, and then I've lost over 70% of that money already. I'm still losing. It's quite some money. It's just there.
Is there any hope of?
I don't know, but I mean, like, the most important thing is that, you know, if you're out there, you're doing investment, make sure you do not go against your investment principle. Don't just follow the crowd. Mm. And then the second one that pinged me, I went to America one time. My friend said, "Oh boy, na diaper the ring now." I said, "Yeah."
Oh, you went to buy
diaper now? We could just do them. I said, "Hey, are you sure?" I said, "Yes." How much? I said, "Man, maybe like we could just get the money." So we go another guy. Just went. I'm feeling like I didn't Potter. And then we went in, got the diapers, went to I think it was Costco.
Yeah.
Like loaded it up.
Loaded the whole
and everything, you know, put it in, shipped, came back to hours in Nigeria to pick everything up.
Yeah.
And then
what happened?
The S hit the fan.
What happened?
The first wahala was the thing got stuck in the pot.
Hey.
Customs,
and then
what was the problem?
Of course, unfortunately for us,
the
what do they call those clearing and forwarding guy, the clearing agent, lost his data or something.
Ah,
so all the money that we gave him
was diverted to oh my goodness!
And then the story was that this is the good. This one happened. That one story upon story.
So at the end of the day,
we eventually got the diapers out. But you spent so much on tumorage and all that.
He
just lost money. So, we never went back in. I just knew that was it for me. Stick to your portfolio investing, man. All right, Lagos, have you lost money before?
Hey, nice to hear
from you.
I'm sure many people have. But let's look at this question in particular. Didn't leave a name, but he said, "Please, I need your advice on a share I bought 10 years ago. The share is from an insurance company, but it has not performed well. Is it advisable to sell the shares? Thanks for your anticipated response."
So, nice. You're long-term. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I'm a long-term person that I always ask is the company still doing all the things you wanted to do?
Okay.
So if they've not faced any kind of new problem, like let's say there's no new case of fraud, mm-hmm. there's no change, there's no key man risk, let's say that they changed their board directly, that I'm questioning their decision-making process.
Okay.
If none of that changed, they're still a fantastic company, their decision-making process is still excellent, I'm going to wait it out.
Okay. So it's best to wait it out.
What about you?
Yeah.
What would you say?
For such a person, you are going into shares. I don't know how long the person has been in share buying. I don't know.
Well, how many? He said something about how long.
He said I bought 10 years ago, so he must be a long term.
Okay, it must be a long time. Then that means you just have to keep your finger crossed. You can't buy for a naira and you're selling at 50 kobo. You are losing. So just keep your finger crossed.
And hopefully
one day the company might bounce back.
Well, 10 years is such a long time. I mean, like, I don't know how long you want to wait for, man. Maybe you want to wait for another 10 years. Hell no, I would say no. I don't know what insurance stock that is, by the way. If I know, I'm probably better off. Is he here? Let's see.
That's what he wrote there. Yeah, I just didn't want to mention.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
Oh. It's performing well, whoever wrote this, did any name there?
No name.
Better check the stock. It's been one of the best performers this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they just released their results. In fact, it's actually Nem Insurance. We can mention it. They just released their results yesterday.
Hugodre probably bought it before. You know, many shares are still yet to come back to their pre-2008 high.
Except that. Even though I'm not sure this was one of those stocks that was very... very popular back then. Mm-hmm. Don't bring back those memories.
That's something. The inflation rate, how well the economy is performing, the MV service, what is happening now?
Yeah, so but the issue is that you bought a stock several years ago, yeah. 10 years down the line, you're still holding it. You want to know whether you can keep holding it.
Or
so, but a few information is missing out of there. We don't know how much you bought it at that time.
Yeah,
we don't know
how much
it is now. Nigeria, like I always say on this show, stocks in Nigeria is not something that I typically advise that you hold long term. Not all stocks.
Okay.
There are some stocks that you can hold long term. And then when we say long term, we don't mean buy a stock and go to sleep. You actually should keep watching,
monitoring.
So it's like you can't buy a house. Most time when you buy a house, it's long term, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you invest in a house, in a property. You buy it for long term, but you still have your git man there. You still go and check what's happening, right?
Exactly.
You still do a lot of improvement on the property.
Yeah.
You just don't leave it there in the bush and just go away. Exactly.
Yeah, true,
so that's like stock.
Okay.
So you don't buy a stock even if you have a long term perspective in mind, and then just keep it there and say, it they wait for me in 10 years time to
take
me
home.
You don't do that, okay?
Right, okay. Hope
but that's a good stock, by the way.
Yeah, not bad. Another one here is, could you do something on financial statements? Analyzing the financial statements, using the financial statements as a guide to buying stocks. This person was the expert.
You want to take a stab on that?
You can go for it.
Okay, well, so at Nairametrics, we do that a lot.
Yeah.
We do financial statements a lot of times. And then when I have time on my hands, I also do a little bit of deep dive.
Yeah.
If you subscribe to my newsletter, you probably see some of that. I think I have one that is basically analyzing financial statements. It can be really, really wonky stuff sometimes.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Yeah, so yeah, very wonky. A lot of ups and percentages, downsides, upsides, percentage
not,
change,
not really,
profitability.
Not really
profit margins, earnings before EBITDA margins, all those kind of big grammar.
So we should just leave it to you.
Once they just see those things, they start to have headache. So you might not see that kind of deep analysis right on Nairametrics, but on some of my newsletters, you probably would. But like I always say, it's always good to look at financial statements.
Okay.
If you're an investor that's maybe.
So, what
like
are the things you should focus on in financial statements? What are the key
profits.
Things?
Yeah, profits. You want to look at the company's profits. That's the bottom line. I mean, there are some things that you can look at that are pretty easy, though,
that are not
very wonkish. So, first of all, look at the company's profits. Did they even make profit, right?
Okay.
And the way you look at their profit, then look at it against similar companies within the same sector. And let's see if, you know, in terms of profitability, it's better than the others.
Mm-hmm.
Then look at the revenue as well. So revenue gives you an idea of the market share of that company versus its peers as well.
Okay.
So you want to know who actually has the market share.
Because
if you own
the
market share, then it means that you probably can drive prices and you own the competitive edge over the others. Then you also want to look at the bank's cash flow. You want to see, do they have cash? Because a lot of companies out there don't have cash. They're existing, but they're existing on broad money. So you want to be sure they have cash. Because when they have cash, then they can pay you some dividend. And then something else that's very, very important, might be a bit of big grammar, but it's called retained earnings. Retained earnings is just one of those things you see on the balance sheet.
Okay.
If a company has a negative of it,
what does that mean?
It's also called accumulated losses. It means they can't pay you dividends. So no matter how much profit they make in the current year, they have to make enough profit to cover back that loss.
Where,
yeah, because that would be like eating into capital. So those are just some of the few things you want to check, and then maybe if your companies tick all those boxes, then you're one step at deciding whether you want to buy or not.
You've not mentioned something. You wrote something on Nairametrics this week, which is an external factor.
Yeah.
Technology.
Yeah,
spoke
tech,
about technology.
Tech,
yes. So you need to look at the external factors likewise that you can't control. What type of technology is the company deploying?
Okay.
External factors are very... That's why I mentioned the Papa Road.
Because
I looked at the books, everything I just mentioned now.
And that was
sound,
that was
right?
Sound.
It was good. Long-term outlook was good. They basically own the market and everything.
Yeah.
But those trailers.
Those pesky
trailers. I mean, look at Blockbuster. They had a very good book.
Exactly.
When Netflix was launched, Blockbuster was making $800 million in late income.
Imagine.
So then imagine their own proper income that wasn't late income, and then see.
And look at the difference now.
How many Blockbuster stores are left? One?
Basically
all shut down now.
Wow. That is one in Canada.
Yeah.
Basically all shut down.
Wow. Amazing. Right. More questions here. This guy's really direct. Didn't leave a name either, but it says, can you furnish me with a list of stocks to buy? Spirits.
Wow. Stock picks.
Wow. straight. He's not even asking for too much. Say, look, just give me the way to go. Show me the money.
How much are you going to pay me?
Hey, maybe that's a Narrametrics adventure right behind
you.
Do
you guys have any stock picks?
For stock picks?
of course, remember, consult your stockbroker or your financial advisor.
This is just an opinion. Opinion.
Last year, Nigeria was like the second best performing stock market in the whole world, 43%. Wow. But guess what? Yep. We're currently at negative 3.8%. As an investor, as a spectator as well, I would hold off for now.
Okay.
And I'm just waiting for the market to see how far it tanks and then take a position.
Okay.
But I don't know if Ogodre is ready to buy some stock now. But I personally will just hold it off and see how low can I get my stock.
Yeah.
What about you? How about those companies that deploy technology? I think technology is doing well.
I think technology is doing well too. Yes.
But there are very few tech companies on the stock exchange that you can invest in. I mean, the ones that are there, don't even touch them, man. Don't even go, like... 10 feet pool. Don't go there. They are not your usual tech, eh? Use your Google and cool.
It's a different kind of tech we're talking about. Right, let's go to the phone lines. Hello? Oh, yeah. Sorry, I started that again. I do apologize. Yeah,
usually
do call
happens.
Back. I don't know. It's you, Godre.
So for stock picks, though, just like Toshin said, I think you want to be careful about stocks. There's still some winners out there, but you want to be a bit careful right now about the kind of stocks you buy. I'll suggest that you also keep some money on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. Stocks might actually go lower. Yeah. And the lower they are, the better for you if you want to buy, because it's all about price.
Okay?
All
right, let's try this again. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, sir.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is John.
John, how are you doing this morning?
Wow, you're a very funny person.
Really? What did I do now?
You always make me laugh every day.
Fantastic.
If only you can convert that to money, man.
Hey, we'll do it.
You can convert it to money now.
Thank you. You have
your own video now.
Telling you do some video stuff.
I will do some videos very soon, I promise.
You have sponsor. We will sponsor it.
Yes. Add to my market.
Get
my ministry
number.
Is growing.
Phone number.
I phone. I saw a lot of
that. Short one. What happened yesterday in the Senate affected the stock market?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. You think so?
Yes. Investors are pulling out.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But it would be a good thing for Nigerians to keep their money in the future ahead because of this policy. So they can buy low.
Oh, and then when things stabilize, hopefully so.
Right. Don't make more money.
I like this guy. This guy. Please, come and invest in my markets. Yes, thank you. Yes,
I will buy video.
John, have you lost any major money before?
Not
2,000
shares, though.
Not 2,000 shares. From 5 million up. You are in Godre's category. All right.
Listen, God bless you.
All right, thank you, John. Yes, that's my investor right there. How about that?
This question is for Godre. How long do you think a will be stock buyer should hold off considering the economy and what is happening currently?
Currently, right, nobody knows how things will pan out. And even though I'm a little bit optimistic, I mean, like, I don't think it was as bad as 2014.
Yes, that's
like,
true.
Yeah, nobody. I mean, it was like as if Nigeria was going to disintegrate.
Yeah.
Currently, I don't think it's going to. I think the politicians are a lot more matured in that regard, right?
Okay.
So, but they will always be immature with a lot of their shenanigans and cool.
Yeah.
So foreign investors, in my opinion, think that politically Nigeria is stable and politically this is just the usual election cycle phase. In terms of who comes in or who doesn't come, who comes in and how that can affect the economy, I'm not sure that there's any much difference. Now, where you should be worried about if you're an investor in Nigeria is issues around oil prices.
Okay.
And then
and there is some Niger good news
Delta
from Nigeria, right?
Militants. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Right. So once you hear that, I've said it a few times, if you hear any force majeure around a lot of those major pipelines, then you know there's trouble.
Okay.
That's really when there's trouble. or maybe oil prices just start to crash. Maybe Donald Trump and the president of Iran just hugs each other.
Then things will crash. But right now
they're
looking,
like throwing tirades on themselves. Oil prices will just
skyrocket.
Will just keep going up.
So there is a possibility that it's
more of external factors. And then, of course, what's happening in the U.S. is also a problem because U.S. economy is getting stronger. They are raising rates there. So the government, so people are actually... Foreign investors are actually moving funds back to the U.S. Right, so demand is getting sucked out of our economy. So that's why you're seeing a lot of all these things. But in terms of the companies, basically, a lot of companies are actually recovering very well. Outlook for the economy is not that bad. It's quite good. So in terms of holding off, I think you just have to look for some signals, right? Some buy signals. You got to have like what I do as well is like, look, there's a level the stock can get to, you know, like, come on, man, this is just cheap. I'm going to invest. Do you understand, right? So somebody else was asking me.
Is that looking at maybe a history of how low they've gone?
Yeah, history matters. You got to look at that. I had a friend who made a lot of money in stocks last year, and he's by no means a stock picker or a specialist or whatever. He just was flipping the papers and just saw the likes of, you know, GT, UBA, single digits. I was like,
Really?
What's happening here? And he just called a stockbroker, just moved cash, just buy, I don't care. And then he made a whole lot of money. So there are pointers like that you got to look out for.
Nice. Question here on Twitter from at AESOMI. He says, good morning. Please, how do you open a CSCS account?
How do you open a CSCS account?
That's a stockbroker's account.
Yeah.
I thought
you can do that from your stockbroker, actually. So let's say you've chosen X company that you want to buy shares from their trading platform from.
Yeah.
By the virtue of you opening an account with that company,
they open
a CSCS account for you. That easy.
Yeah.
And then when you go to CSCS as well, you can also, so when your account is open, you can also go directly to CSCS and also open an account, not necessarily an account, like a subscription account with them. That way you can also have visibility on your portfolio with them. Now, why is this important? So sometimes you can give your stockbroker money to buy shares for you and they tell you, I don't buy, but they probably didn't buy. Right. So, but with the CSCS account, you know, the portfolio, you can see that what they've actually done.
Right.
You can do that. And then you can also, if it's an account that you've had for years as well, you can see all the stocks you've ever bought.
Yeah. And how
a lot of people bought stocks years ago and they don't even know what happened, where they are.
Yeah.
Just pay to your CSCS account and then you see your historical stocks.
Yeah.
End of the show already.
Yeah, I know. This thing is so short. We need more time. Yes, we do.
Time is needed.
Yes, maybe we'll start earlier. In fact, we shall discuss this before next week. But thank you so much, guys. Always extremely enlightening. Thank you for answering the questions and thank you for bringing an investor my way. I shall start my videos next week.
Just keep my
not course. Quite sure what the videos will be about, but there'll be videos.
I hope it's not the type that I showed you.
Yeah, so Godre, final words.
All right, Lagos, get in touch. Of course, visit our website, www.niametrics.com. And of course, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, all your social media handles at Niametrics. Tosi?
Follow Money Africa on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. Let me give you the nicest investment tips and personal finance help.
Ooh.
You got that. Hey. Nuba, thanks for coming again. Always nice having you.
You're around.
I'm one of these days again. We invite you over.
Definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
And always be one of, I think it's probably one of our number one.
Yes. Although some people will be arguing. I can hear one guy in particular.
Where's Obina? Obina's been scarce.
Yeah, and Chris is like, no, me. But anyway, thank you so much, guys.